Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:41. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. As Carol Z says, you couldn't watch yesterday's funeral and not be moved by it. Absolutely incredible to see. And of course, to hear a little bit more about the life of Rabbi Kanievsky, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Who was he? Why did he have such an unbelievable impact on those around him? Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, member of the Chief Rabbinate Council, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. And I know that you're about to board an aeroplane, so I do appreciate you making the time to speak to us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and I'm on the plane, but it's so important to speak about the great Rabbi Kanievsky that it's a privilege for me.
Greatly, I was at his funeral. Yes.
I was at his funeral yesterday. There were more than 500,000 people there, and people it went off very, very orderly. And that's it. He was the greatest of the great and the simplest of the simple. He was the greatest Talmudic scholar in our time. He wrote 60, 70 books, never stopped studying. You know, the Talmud is normally studied in 7 years. He used to finish it every single year, and he finished it usually Erev Pesach. But this year, it was an excellent month. He managed to finish this, the whole study of the Talmud in 1 year on the day before he passed away.
Wow, and people that is incredible, actually. That he finished it.
Totally,
he finished it the day before he passed away.
The day before the 14th of Adar, which would normally be the 14th of Nisan.
Absolutely,
when he always completed his studies. Yes. And he affected people's lives, my children, my grandchildren. Whenever there was a question, we used to go to him. Now, he didn't have much time, and he used to give a blessing, and he would say, bracha v'hatzlacha, blessing and success. But he was so busy, and he saved his words. He was so careful. He didn't say the whole word bracha v'hatzlacha. He said bua, which is shortly, because so many people came to him, from prime ministers to politicians from all over the world. People went to advise. They had problems with their wives, their children. The doctors couldn't decide what to do, and he would make a decision. He really was something so special, and lived with great simplicity, as I told you.
What do you think the defining, if there is such a thing as a defining factor or a defining notion about him, what made him to be the great man that he was?
Well, I think that, amongst other things, he wasn't connected with any political parties. He didn't have a yeshiva or a Talmudic academy that he wished to raise money or to push, etc. He was a simple, independent person, and I think that's why everybody could relate to him, whatever they were, whatever background, because he wasn't there singled out as representing A, B, C, or D. So he was a Klal Yisrael, a general related to everybody related. At his funeral, it wasn't just Hasidim or Lita'im. It wasn't just religious. It was non-religious. Anybody who went to him for a bit of advice. And it was simplicity, and people saw him as an angel. He had no needs. No, all he wanted to do was to study Torah, and that's all he did. And in between, people were standing in line to get to him. He would study. He would never leave studying. When he was walking in the street, he had a book with him. When he went to a simcha, a happy occasion, he always had a sefer with him. Never wasted a moment. And he had an ideal marriage as well. You know, his wife, we used to get up with him about 5 a.m, so he could say the blessings, the morning blessings, and she could respond to him, amen. They used to sit together for the meals. You know, he had great family relationships between his children. He had 5 generations. On the day he died, he had a great grandchild named after him. His name continues already.
That's incredible.
So,
yeah.
And he wasn't a credible man.
And I was just going to ask you about the legacy that he left. So he had five. He had how many children did he have?
Oh yeah, listen, we don't count. Right. He must have had hundreds and hundreds
of children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren. Absolutely incredible.
Can imagine how many. It's incredible. And he lived in Israel. He grew up in Israel all his life. His father was a great man called the Stipler,
right.
And he was a nephew of the great Chazon Ish. So he came from royal blood, so to say, but he didn't make anything of it. He was him, and everybody loved him, and he loved every single person. He was a Ohev Yisrael. He showed. He didn't ask where is he from, what kind of Jew is he, what does he practice, does he put on tefillin or whatever. Everybody who came to him had exactly the same attention.
And what an important legacy, and what an important lesson that is for all of us. Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, member of Chief Rabbinate Council, thank you for talking to us. I know that it's not easy as you're boarding a plane and trying to manage everything around you, but a very important conversation, paying tribute to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. I appreciate you doing so.